All right, it is 105.1 Jack FM, KOVE, 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, and the County 10 Podcast. My name is Jared Anderson. We're pleased to be joined by Jenna Ackerman. Jenna, you're from Lander Presents. Thanks for being here this morning. How are you?
You're welcome. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Have you been in the community long for your entire life? What's your background?
Well, not my entire life. Okay. I moved here in 2008, and I opened my business, the Middle Fork Restaurant, in 2012.
So. Oh, love it there, and you are with Lander Presents now, so I know a lot of people have heard that name and probably been to an event, but we'll throw it out there very broadly. What is Lander Presents?
Sure. We organized the Lander Presents board of directors a couple years ago. I was really happy to join the board right off the bat, and we organized to take over the Lander Live Concert Series that was started by the Chamber of Commerce here in Lander. And they just, you know, needed a more direct force to take that over successfully and move it up to City Park, which we were happy to do. So kind of our initiative is just to bring live music and art events, some films to Lander. And we are really happy to be a part of the community.
The concert series looked awesome when the Chamber hosted it. It was a great little venue, but then the move to City Park felt like it just exploded. And I get to go see some of the shows because I love live music. And then even when I don't get to make it over, I see all of my friends post videos, and it is just, it looks like the happiest thing ever. There are people dancing, everything from elderly folks to little kids dancing. Like it looks and feels like such a great time every time.
It's really community oriented. It's very family friendly. And yeah, everyone seems to be having a good time. Last year we brought in Robert Earl Keane, was our biggest headliner, and he ended up retiring this year. So we were one of his last shows, which was really cool. And our lineup for this year is amazing. So we're really looking forward to it.
Is there anybody specifically you're looking forward to the most, or just the entire lineup?
Kind of the whole lineup. Yeah. I can give you our lineup. So June 23rd, we had the Little Smokies opening with Low Water String Band as the opener, our local favorite, bluegrass. July 21st, The Sacred Souls with Garrett LeBeau Band. August 4th, Liz Cooper with Alyssa Kraft of Patty Fiasco. And on August 18th, Future Birds, which I'm really excited about.
Fantastic. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully you put that in your calendar. Follow Lander Presents online. So you mentioned live music is just kind of one aspect. What else is Lander Presents trying to do?
Sure. So we would like to expand as we're able to. This past winter, we brought three pretty large film festivals, one biking, one backcountry skiing, and we did raffles, and both of those were held in our own movie theater on Main Street, which was really fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I heard great things about that as well. So there's obviously a lot going on in the community of Lander. There's a lot of opportunities for you to give back to, but you guys are one of a number of great organizations, nonprofits, that's teaming up with Challenge for Charities through the Lander Community Foundation. You can go online to the Lander Community Foundation's website and make a donation, and if it's before, I believe, July 10th is the cutoff date, they'll match some of those funds. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, the Community Foundation, they're an amazing organization, Lander. The Challenge for Charities program specifically has been so helpful, not only to us, but other nonprofits in town. And it's a big deal. I mean, when you donate to any of your favorite nonprofits in Lander, they're going to match it, like you said, up until July 10th. So it just doubles our investing power.
Yeah.
So yes, if you're thinking of donating to Lander Presents, I really hope you do, because we really, really need your help. Do so through Challenge for Charities up until July 10th, and we'll get matching funds.
Perfect. Yeah, if you like things to do, these fun things, keep supporting them in your community if you're able to, and hopefully you get enough funding and resources to be able to expand some of these things that you do. Do you need help as far as like volunteers? Is there something folks can do besides monetarily donate?
Absolutely. If you're not in a position to donate money, yes, we do need volunteers for any one of our shows. So like I said, the dates on that, June 23rd, July 21st, August 4th, and August 18th. And you can reach out to us through our website, landerpresents.com. And we will have a volunteer button on that site, which directs you to our volunteer opportunities. Perfect. So always need a hand.
Yeah. These conversations I've been able to have here with nonprofits and folks making Lander such a great community have been I've always known Lander's a great community, but it's been mind-blowing to hear how many people are doing different things. And this is more of a broad topic than Lander Presents specifically, but it's really cool. It's got to be fun for you to see these events in a town where it feels like just about everybody you run into is doing something for the greater good. That doesn't happen for a lot of places. So it's got to be cool to be a part of that here.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's one of my favorite parts about living in this community.
All right. Well, Jenna, is there anything else? Middle Fork doing anything interesting? Still got the beignets, right?
Got the beignets. Okay, good. We're just gearing up for a super busy summer. So
perfect. All right. Well, thanks for all you do. Really appreciate it. And thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.